Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey folks, how's it going? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here. We're going to cut some crap again, folks. Now, I know you're asking, like, what is the crap we're going to be cutting this time? Crap is culture, race, and American politics. That's why I call it crap. That's an acronym, C-R-A-P, culture, race, and American politics. It's that thing when you are so frustrated with people, your kids or otherwise, relatives calling you conspiracy theorists, you just finally say, cut the crap. That's like the final last, get out of my face. So that's why I named this program this. We got people from all over joining in. This particular version, if you want to see my incredible, massive forehead of knowledge, and I have a Mount Vesuvius growing on the side of my nose. I have another nose growing out of the side of my nose. I think it's a result of kind of being poisoned, and my body's now pushing stuff out. It's really weird. My voice is getting better. I think I'm 95% body-wise, but not my voice, because my voice still has this Al Green nighttime magic DJ voice sound. Anyway, people joining in the house. Let's see, we have Pensacola joining in, Cleveland, Ohio, Odessa, Texas, Kansas is joining in, Oviedo, Florida, right? Oviedo, Florida. You can tell me where you are. In the breaks, we get to chat together, Putnam Valley, New York. We get to chat together and talk about the things that are going on where it can be a little bit more direct. But my headline was, can the presidency be bought? How could this happen? And who's responsible? That's what everybody wants to know. We got Washington in the house, Florida, Maricopa County, Arizona, Miss Arizona, OK City, and Detroit checking in. I know everybody's frustrated, and I would tell y'all, if I don't mess up my camera here, I know that seems tough, right, to see everything that's going on, and you're wondering what's going on. Orange County, California is checked in the house. We got New Jersey, Hempstead, North Carolina, Northwest Washington State, Louisiana. You know, everybody's interested in it from coast to coast. But have you ever thought about, could a presidential election be bought? Here's some facts you need to know about the 2020 general election. And we're still talking about it because there's still a lot of work to do, folks. That's just what it is. There's still a lot of work to do on the 2020 election. This stuff's going to be coming out very fast. Almost daily, you're getting new information on what really happened and how it happened. Same thing's breaking out of Georgia. I'm trying to keep you all updated. But in the 2020 election, you have to understand there were many firsts. This was the largest single printing of ballots in American history. It was the most ballots ever mailed in American history. It was the most ballots ever to come back through the mail system in American history. It was the most ballots that ever had to be opened and scanned in American history. It was the most ballots ever cast by illegals in American history. It was the most largest election for the most ballots ever cast by dead people in history. It was the most maladministered election in the history of the United States. And unlike any other eras of voting in these four-year general election cycles, 15 billion dollars 15 $1 billion was spent on the 2020 election. That's a massive multiple over other ones. We got Silicon Valley in the House. We got Massachusetts, Tucson, Arizona, Utah, San Clemente, and then California. Bettendorf, Iowa, another Iowa. Thank you so very much. Somerville, Florida, how's it going? And so I want you to understand something, that in reality, I've met Democrats that don't use their brain. I've met Republicans that don't use their brain. I personally think Democrats are very smart because they stick together. They stay on message. Republicans eat everybody up. They eat their own. But darn, those Democrats sure know how to run elections, right? They know how to run them. Corona, California, Ocalifornia in the House, Tucson, Moore, Tehachapi, did I say that right? Tehachapi, Colorado, another Tucson, Arizona. Thank you for joining. $15 billion. $15 billion spent on the election. Now, you might ask, where did that $15 billion go? And how was it used? I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of it was maladministered and misappropriate. And here's I'm going to give you a comparison. During the Obama administrations, back when we had the banking issue, remember they said you're racist and you're not giving minority enough loans. So the banks ramped up the loans and gave tons of loans to people who didn't qualify. You remember that. Then the banking industry crashed because it couldn't support it because people weren't paying their bills. And then the administration turned around and blamed it on the banks and said, you're responsible for this crashing. And so they filed suit and won billions of dollars in fines. Billions of dollars in fines. But they did a nifty trick, right? Eric, I don't even remember his name anymore. He's in Chicago, right? What they did, Rahm Emanuel's brother, I think it is, or whatever. What they did is, let's say they fined Bank of America $1 billion. And Bank of America has to pay this fine to just be able to stay in business. But they did a nifty trick back in the Obama era. They said, but it was either 1-to-1 or 10-to-1. Let's just, for right now, use equals. They said, if you will pay $100 million, we will give you credit for $200 million if you will just send that money to these organizations as a donation. And every one of those donations were Democratic, liberal, Undo America organizations like Acorn. Remember them before they got busted and ran out and then got recycled as Black Lives Matters and all that? That's how that money laundering racket works. And so you have to understand there was an incredible amount of money peeled off during the Obama administrations to empower this. But we had a different version of interference in this 2020 election. Okay? A totally different versions. Looks like Southwest Missouri's in the House, upstate New York, Culver City, California. If you haven't let me know where you are, let me know where you are. You can ask questions, folks, as you join in. But we had, as you heard, Mike Lindell, who should get America's Medal of Honor, Freedom Medal. He's a patriot, put his money where his mouth is, fights, move 10,000 miles an hour. I only move 1,000 miles an hour. That dude moves 10,000 miles an hour. America owes him a deep debt of gratitude for fighting this nasty fight that we fight. But in this round, we had new things where people like Mark Zuckerberg gave what actually I think now is $400 million, quote unquote, in election funding that was supposed to be for education, et cetera, et cetera. But what you're finding out is it went to far left activists. Now we have to question, what was this money used for? That's the crap we're going to be cutting today. Hang tight. I'll be right back right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Fire. get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
Look, my goal, very simple, is just to try to make you the smartest patriot in the room. But we have to ask ourselves, we're having to deal with new things that we have never dealt with before in elections. Number one, the world, truly, certainly the United States, we owe a deep debt of gratitude to all the fine patriots in Arizona and then the also ones that weren't in Arizona that forced the Arizona audit to be done. A deep forensic audit. Not over yet. Tons of stuff coming out. Hold your horses. It's not social media. It's just you got to go through the investigation process. So we owe them a lot because we're going to finally, for the very first time, understand how all of our elections are compromised and how they do it, which means we're now also learning new things we never thought to look at before. We never knew how to cross-check them or cross-correlate them, which is also the same for this Zuckerberg's $400 million that was basically infused intentionally into far-left activist organizations, nonpartisan. The guise for this, right, is they try to make it look like it's a non-partisan effort. And this was done by the Center for Technology and Civic Life, right? Now, it's known that the Center for Technology and Civic Life is not necessarily bipartisan, and they're certainly not conservative. In fact, that would be to understate it. They are directly far left partisan. So this Center for Technology and Civic Life, which you can look up, they used approximately $350 million of Zuckerberg's money, given in the guise of education, voter turnout, fair voting. You have too many pigments in your skin and it's a little color and poor you. You can't have an ID. You don't even know how to get one. You don't know how to walk and you don't know how to drive. And oh my God, you're a minority and you're so messed up. All that stuff just befuddles me because that's racist in and of itself right there, right? And so this Center for Technology and Civic Life, okay, backed by technology, they gave that $350 million specifically in favor of Joe Biden, funding local election offices, funding to Democrat-run districts, and they did it all that it was going to be under the imprimatur of get out and vote. Some people took it literally. There was get out and vote twice, get out and vote 100 times. One guy in Georgia got out and voted 4,500 times. That's what the money was used for. Now, when there's no accountability for this money, and money is that free-flowing because politicians aren't going to give you the money, right? When you get that kind of infusion, it actually is the impetus that will get people to do things that maybe they wouldn't do. One individual in Georgia that has come forward, whistleblower, helped blowing it all open in Georgia. All the left lawyers are trying to really find out how it is so they can threaten him. But came forward and said he was paid $10 a ballot for every ballot that he could get and then drop in a drop box, pre-voted. He dropped off 4,500 of them. He was paid $45,000. Now, when he got $350 million to pay for, play for it to do this, you can convince a lot of people. I'm telling you, most of America, $500 would make a difference in their monthly payments. $1,000 a week, great, give me $1,000. But when somebody can knock down $45,000 for just collecting envelopes and dropping them in the drop box, you got major impetus there. Not that it's only just the one guy. There were 240 possible individual operatives in Georgia who did this. That is 100% buying votes, which is illegal. Now, the Center for Technology and Civic Life, CTCL, it says their executive staff, key directors, have actually know nothing about technology. They're not technology-oriented. They just push left-of-center voting things. Remember, the left, what they've done very well is saying, if you vote on the left, if you believe there's 67 genders and you can be anything you want, and you don't want to be for the law, then you're hip and cool in advance. The left has done a good job at making being a Democrat the hip thing. Just like, save the whales, save the whales. Which Rockefeller did in the 1800s when he put a train across America to expand the oil shipment across the United States from Pennsylvania, where it was originally found. It's called Drake's Folly. And they stopped doing what? They stopped using whale oil almost exclusively. But look, the 80s, save the whales, save the whales. Rockefeller did it a long time ago. Anyway, who says these guys have to be factual? They don't. And so, literally, these guys have thumbed their nose at laws. They intentionally push left of center. And radicals continually say America's invalid, it's colonialism, and just do not pay attention to U.S. laws and regulations, especially if they can hurt conservatives or they can hurt the millions upon millions of voters that vote for them. Now, I'm going to read from you part of a report from The Federalist. You should look this up. It is The Federalist. The title is Mark Zuckerberg's $350 million in election funding went to far left activists, not nonpartisan outfits. Written by William Doyle on the 18th of January. This same place is the same executives that literally push out critical race theory, critical legal theory. I have to look out what is critical legal theory. I'm going to do that real quick because I actually have never heard of that one. Oh, there it is. Laws are maintained to status quo of society and therefore codify its biases against marginalized groups. Hey, we conservatives are now marginalized. Does that mean the laws are in our favor if we go rob, rate, and steal? Yeah. Anyway, these are the guys that push and fund the defund the police movement. And they repeatedly just shred, dox conservatives. They are there to kill everything they can about anything that is conservative. Why? Because most of these are Ivy League educated, and they believe anything that has to do with being conservative means you're a freaking idiot, and you're only enlightened and a great person, and you feel real good about yourself if you vote Democrat. That's the crap. More coming. I'll be back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
It's kind of funny when I watch myself on camera coming back, right? You can watch me do my radio program. You can see my incredible forehead of alien knowledge, right? Because it's so big. And what we're talking about in the chat that was going on during the program here is people are talking about the cesspool of corruption. And you're right. And in many ways, when it comes to election, more money does in fact equal more problems. People are calling this the Great Reset. I think there is a tremendous amount of validity in that. Now, I want to let you know, I do not believe that money is the root of all evil. I saw that comment. I want to tell you where that came from. That came from the church when the church controlled everything politically, right? And the church was really hard. You're going to go to hell. Your fields are going to be burned. In the Great Conversion, from the church, we got money is the root of all evil. Pushed really hard. And people were terrified that they were going to be dragged to the depths of hell. Remember, it was a much more scarier world then. I mean, I know we're in a hell in a handbasket now, but then it was different. And so it benefited the church in many ways to always tell people money's the root of all evil. So give it to us so we can become the largest real estate holder in all of the United States and be our own country. That's kind of how that worked, right? That's kind of how that works. But the lust of money, yes, can absolutely be a freaking problem. And that's what we're talking about, right? These, they use something called Roots Camp. Have you ever heard that before? Roots Camp. And evidently, Roots Camp is these progressive conferences. And they are looking for recruiting liberals, right? And Roots Camp is a progressive conference featuring, ready for this, field organizers, data wranglers, and digital strategists. This was built by Obama for America, the AFL-CIO, Arizona's Adios Aparo campaign. I think they now moved from Adios Aparos to Adios America campaign. Mary Landers for Marriage Equality and other progressive organizations. And now the very famous, what's it called, National New Organizing Institute. That's one way that the left kicks our butt is conservatives. They get together. They train. Now, let us get together, and we're doing a conference trying to train people in an election. They're going to call us all Q idiots or an anti-vaxxer conference. This is how this game's played. But what happens is they are teaching political propaganda, political prostitution, and election warfare. Guerrilla tactics for election warfare. It was interesting. Because a lot of people are catching flack on this on both sides. But these are the guys that have field operatives. Some of these guys at the Center for Technology and Civic Life are field operatives for the Democratic National Convention, for the party. But yet they're supposed to be nonpartisan. You know, there's no checks and measures for it. Did you know for the people watching an election for election integrity or adjudication where you're supposed to have a liberal and a conservative and a bystander and they decide about adjudication? Do you know that's not even a hard set rule? They talk about it. But in most cases, every one of the adjudicators were in fact liberal Democrats. Why? Because Republicans do not organize. This is the problem. And what they do, which is very funny, they do wordplay like I do wordplay, right? But they actually use catchphrases for the liberal community. One of them is BDSM the vote. Now, of course, BDSM is bondage, discipline, and sadomasochism. It's a sexual fetish, in case you haven't known. But the way they're using it, you know, bondage, discipline, and sadomasochism is usually associated with implied control, humiliation, forced submission. And that's what they use to characterize conservatives as they train these warriors, these liberals, to undo our process. And what they're telling these liberals doing is, hey, go make these conservatives your biatches. That's what they're doing. They are open about the forced submission of conservatives. We have gone so extreme in our election system that it's perfectly normal for the tech companies to literally inject tons of money. We now have a president that calls on the tech companies, calls on the media companies, ban all these conservatives, ban these conservatives are talking, they shouldn't do it. And what happens? These social media companies do it. It is a violation of rules that have already been set by the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court said you cannot use private organizations to enact things or operations or laws that you can't even pass on your own. But we have a president in the White House right now that will get on television and solicit help from these organizations, demand that they do it, give them kudos for doing it, and in fact, violating rulings that are already on the books. These people literally used COVID as an excuse to literally mass mail everybody. They literally sold America that the right were the fascist, when that's kind of like direct opposite. But that's how they weaponize people and words. Period. They went around to mailboxes where people dropped in their ballots and they affixed stickers that said, this machine kills fascists. That's how radical these organizations are. That's how they approach it. You know, we're conservatives. We're not going to put on our bandana and our helmets and our goggles, get out the bear spray and go kicking down stores and getting new Nikes for free. But literally, these organizations, under the guise of being nonprofit and being nonpartisan, literally broke every rule in the book, while at the same time taking $350 million and endorsing the Biden administration, stating how pleased they will be when we come under the control of Biden. Now, some of the problems in this that happened in mostly these swing states, which is where the money was injected, you know, you had to have people to work the elections. the local officials cried, "We don't have enough money. It's too big of a turnout. We need help. We need people to come to our rescue." Well, one of those rescues was Stacey Abrams. You know who she is, right? Stacey Abrams. She looks like Mike Tyson, but she's a female. Got the gap in the middle of her tooth, ran in Georgia. Her company, I think it's called either Happy Face or Happy Ass, something like that, will come to the rescue. Money was given to them to go into all these counting and working places. Her left operatives to do it. Georgia being the main one. How is that okay? How is that fine? They don't even really hide it anymore. Every state where there are questions, every single state where there are questions, this Zuckerbucks money was divided up. That money was weaponized against every one of us. And by the way, the strategic person for strategic initiatives and community partnerships for this, out of Wisconsin, the very people that pulled this off are in the states, active and participant in the governance, where we have questions in all five of these states, these extra states. By the way, you know, I talk about, you know, in Arizona, people led the way because we did a full forensic audit, which means we got the paper ballots. The paper ballots tell the story. They all want you to fight over the machines because you can't prove anything on the machines because they can say that was just an error. That was just a bug. That was an accident. That's why you never get anything on the machines. And that's why the state fought so hard to not let everybody look at the paper, period. That's why they fought so hard at that. That's why they want it centered on the machines. Now, at the same time, to our own detriment, we had quote-unquote people that were instant conservatives. Yeah, I'm a choir teacher. Yeah, I'm this. I'm now an election official. You might have saw them on TV standing around. Wasn't a question they couldn't answer, although they didn't know. And so the states brought these people in because they think they're experts on the conservative side. You got to talk to everybody. And where multiple states, five states, were lined up to do full forensic audits, full, F-U-L, not F-O-O-L, full forensic audits, these posers basically said, oh, you don't have to do that. Forensic audits cost too much, take too much time. Let's just do canvassing. You've probably heard me say this before. Well, remember, when you do a full forensic audit, you have to work with the Senate. It goes to the House, has to work with the Senate. They sign on the dotted line. They're involved. It's a battle all the way. But you have them on the line. You have them on the line. When you do a canvas, you don't need their permission. And these bozos walked in and said, let's just canvas, and then if we find something, we'll come back. Well, that chews up the time. And the lawmaker goes, wait a minute, I can say I'm working with you, and you're a choir teacher election expert. I mean, we can say we're working with you, and we're doing it. Provides political cover, and every one of these states have killed looking at the paper ballots and the time's running out, which is what you need to focus on. September 3rd, these ballots across the states are going to be destroyed. The most important part of what's going on right now is they put paper in, that's the dollars. We got to put the paper in, and let's get the ballots out and look at it. Because if a machine clicked to a rhythm, the paper reflects it, because they have to have the paper to match. Now, a lot of these states have no paper to match. That's an easy one. But they're all playing smoke and mirrors. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. But when you kind of get in there and look, there is no paper to match. The ballots are missing. That's a good bona fide legal challenge. Right? That's it. But nobody wants to be first in doing this, because nobody wants to get cancel culture outing them, because they'll attack you. It's part of what's going on in Arizona. 2,500 volunteers, and they're pushing very hard to get the names, addresses, phone numbers of volunteers so they can harass them. That's why they do punishment work. And so when we come back, now as you understand how the money's coming in from illegal ways, I'm going to give you some things to focus on that you can do to tell them all to cut the crap. We'll be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Look, my job is to teach every one of you to tell your politicians, your elected officials, these people that are running our elections, to cut the crap. Crap is culture, race, and American politics. Literally. Literally. We have to cut the crap. We have to get back to the basics. That is why they talk about gender, so you can talk about 67 flavors of Ben and Jerry's, versus sex, whether you're either male or female. It's all about confusing the words. I'm trying to just give you the direct words, the direct points that you have to point out to your lawmakers. In the chat, in the break, I was talking with all the people joining on during the live event, because you can follow me along, right, as I do the program. I always tell you where I am when you jump up. Several thousand people following right now. And we talk about different things. And one of the things we talked is about some of the things you don't know on these machines. Here's the first way we can fix it. Destroy the machines. Get rid of every single voting machine in the United States of America. Because we're here to do the job. We should not have an election where it can be okay to have a 1% difference and it's still called fair. That's crap. Your bank won't do it. Your bank won't do it. You can't give them $900 and say that was a $1,000 deposit. You can't get away with it. So we have to hold them to the same standard. Same standard they hold us to. These machines have to go because we can count. These machines have to go because we can hire enough people to do it. I do not care, because this was the guys. You know why they did machines, and you know why they did that electronic software? For television. I bet you didn't know that, did you? It is the incestuous satanic triad of government, academia, and media. And the only reason they wanted this fast counting is so they could keep it on the TV and make entertainment out of it. I don't give a crap. Count the damn paper. Count the damn paper 3 or 4 freaking times. Let us know 3 days later. I am totally fine with that. Check it. Double check it. Triple check it. And then tell us what's up. I have no problem with that. Every one of these machines need to be kicked to the curb. Bottom line, if we cannot run ourselves as legit people who can count paper, even if we had 10 people on one side of the table, 10 people on the other side of the table, and they're just counting how many votes come in, and every one of them match. And the moment they don't match, that person recounts. Until you get through the 10, now you've got 10 verified votes all the way down the line on one side, all the way down on the other side. There cannot even be one difference in vote. So why do we have all these machines? Because the complexity, which is supposed to be saving us time and money and convenient and fast in this instant society, is the problem. Is the problem. That's it. There's nothing else. And it's not really voting machines, because those companies don't make voting machines, they make software. So the bottom line is, get rid of everything electronic that has to do with how you cast your vote. And don't give me this crap that people that have more pigments in their skin basically can't get an ID, you racist pig. To say somebody can't get an ID, well, they can't get an ID because their color is different. And we got all these white people telling us with white savior syndrome, that is junk. They say we need to do it. It's conveniently and it's better. You can't fill in an oval, so we'll fill in an oval for you. If the machine fills the oval, it can fill any oval it wants. If the machine can fill an oval and it prints the ballot with the ovals in, then you can copy any ballot, pre-printed, and done, and feed it to the machine. Why are we so stupid about this stuff? Because we've never talked about it. Because we've never talked about it. Because our lawmakers don't even know it. I have talked to lawmakers in this that had no idea what U.S. Code 42, 1973, U.S. Code 42, 1984, or U.S. Code 5220-701 is. And that means you got to keep everything for 22 months, electronic and or otherwise. No idea it existed. How do you become a lawmaker? By the way, somebody said use a pencil. Yeah, you can use a pencil. People can use a pencil. But you also know if you vote with a pencil and that machine is set to light, that oval reads as a no vote. These machines. Look, it doesn't take long in a county that has 1,000 precincts. And most votes and big elections, the smaller elections are only won by 100, 200 votes. Right? Do you think you could stand there for 10 hours working an election and scanning in, and you could slip in one blank ballot, not get caught? Of course you could. Anybody can. We've watched them do it on video. This is what we have to do. And so right now we have to fight for the ballots, but we have to make it illegal for outside money to come in. We have to make it illegal for, we should really reduce the spending. You should not be able to buy your presidency through people that put up big money or people that run ad for you or people do drop boxes. How in the hell can an outside company, when the drop boxes are supposed to be monitored, set up a drop box and it's not monitored? Oh, we're just helping out, helping people vote. Yeah. And 240 people are running around every day dropping ballots there that they're collecting and doing. That's illegal. But we don't monitor it. We write the long laws. You should write, if you are caught with more than one single ballot in your possession, it is a felony. If you are caught with more than two ballots in your possession, it is a federal crime. We don't do that. You're not supposed to forward ballots to a mailing address. But in Arizona, 2,200 people or 2,000 people, one address, empty field, no mailboxes. But they say that's for the homeless. Where do you deliver it? Six blocks down the street. And there are no individual boxes for those homeless people. They don't even check in there. Somebody just got a dump of 2,000 ballots. It should be a crime for that post person to forward it. It's a crime for other people too. Why is it not for the post person? It should be a crime for a state to get a returned election ballot not voted and not immediately reported as returned. They don't. Arizona hasn't said how many come back. And by the way, there should have been over 300,000. They're kind of off in the vaporware. There's over 600,000 missing ballots. This is what we got to do, folks. It's a war. And that is why I am imploring you, tell every one of these SOBs and BOSs to cut the crap. Till next time.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.